This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. We got news from the Commerce Department last week that sales of new homes were at an eight-year high in April. Home prices have also been climbing around the country. Tomorrow, we'll add another data point when the Case-Shiller home price numbers come out. But as with so many things in economics, high prices all depend on how you look at them. According to an index that tracks what's called real house prices, the cost of buying a home is still almost 40% below its 2006 peak. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace explains.
Say I told you that houses in San Francisco today are not much more expensive than they were 10 years ago. Would you buy that? Mark Fleming is chief economist with First American Financial Corporation, the mortgage servicing and insurance company that puts out this real home price index. He says, yes, list prices might be going up, but
that doesn't take into account the fact that buying power has increased so dramatically because interest rates have come down over the years.
His measure looks at price alongside median income and interest rates to argue buying a home is relatively affordable right now. Susan Wachter, a professor of real estate at the Wharton School at Penn, says she sees the logic. If you look at those low interest rates, you might think,
wow, what a good time to be a homeowner, which is just what this index says.
And Wachter says some first-time homebuyers might hypothetically be able to afford it.
But they simply cannot get a mortgage.
Because they don't have, say, $10,000 on hand for a down payment, or because they don't have good credit. David Blitzer is with Standard & Poor's, which puts out a more traditional home price index. In February, that was up about 5% over last year.
That pattern is certainly likely to continue in the near term.
So, low but rising prices, historically low interest rates for now. What's it all add up to for the potential home buyer? Mark Fleming says,
buy now.
But full disclosure,
now that's self-serving. I'm part of the mortgage industry. We want to generate mortgages, right?
Right. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.